So let's see. Let's just get right into it. We have a report here from CNBC. Headline says it all, folks. And this was published this... it was updated this morning. It was published yesterday and updated this morning. Sweden resisted a lockdown and its capital, Stockholm, is expected to reach herd immunity in 2 weeks. Now, we got a couple clips from Bloomberg. They actually talk, I think the first one talks to the epidemiologist, the chief epidemiologist in Sweden. In Sweden, y'all. And gives us the rationale behind it. And then somebody else will actually take us through how the social distancing works. So let's get that first one in, talking about the epidemiologist from Bloomberg's feed here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade channel, the last live radio station standing. They're little music, so it just kind of lays the groundwork. Sweden did this, Sweden did that, and of course they have to pad out the runtime on this thing. So why is it working? It's all in text. And then
on the low scale that we do in Sweden is much more sustainable and would not cause these enormous differences in the amount of cases getting into healthcare in the same way. So I think both Norway and Denmark are now very concerned about how do you stop these complete lockdowns in a way so you don't cause this wave to come immediately when you start loosening up.
That's the chief epidemiologist speaking on why they chose to go with no lockdown instead of, well, everybody else going with a lockdown.
But here we have a lot of trust between the politics and the agency levels, and we keep on having a constant dialogue on what's best to do in the situation we have in Sweden with the possibilities we have here to diminish the impact on public health in this pandemic we're living with.
And then it just kind of ends there. There's some things you have to keep in mind there. They never close schools or businesses. And here's the thing that we have been robbed of as a united American people, right? From California, from San Diego, California to Kennebunkport, Maine. Because Sweden, smaller country, there's something in that piece that you don't hear because it's got to be written out. Says that the citizens were asked to be responsible. You can do that. And yes, give me a second to get through it, because I know some of you guys are going to be like, yes, Sweden has been more than happy to let in a certain group of people from a certain part of the world that is not very down with the Swedish way of life, Muslims. But it's still a homogeneous society overall. And when you have a small country that has mostly a homogeneous society that has high trust, you can say to your citizens, listen, there's a new strain of the flu out. It's very contagious. It's asymptomatic. So if you can just be a little bit more responsible during the flu season, during this season, we can get through it. We don't have to shut anything down. Contrast that to 300 million morons here in the United States. All right? Sorry. First of all, it's not a homogeneous society. It's not a high-trust society. And also, he said there was a lot of trust between the politics and it was a politics and the agency levels, which you can't have that here. Because the Democrats are so busy and, you know, Rhino Republicans are so busy shanking President Trump at every chance they get. You can't do something like that. There's another reason why we couldn't ever do this. We couldn't ever be like Sweden. We made fun of Sweden. Ah, look at the Swedes. They're so dumb. They're so stupid. Ah, who's dumb now? 10.5 million people live in Sweden. Okay. High trust society. And that's how a high trust society works. Listen, new strain out, very contagious. If everybody can just be a little bit more responsible, then we'll be fine. We'll get through this. Not us. We are so determined. Certain parts of society enabled by social media are so determined to treat us like infants. And we're so willing to accept it. The infantilization of this whole thing. That it was perfect. It was easy. It was easy to do here. Instead of 50 individual country, nation states. Right? I mean, Texas, I've been ragging on Texas a lot. At least Texas has done it right from this standpoint. The governor has allowed counties to do it on a stay-at-home county-by-county basis. There's no overall stay-at-home lockdown order. There's some statewide bans on things, but there is no statewide Texas stay-at-home order. He's let county-by-county. There's some counties that don't have stay-at-home orders. And then you have ones like in Dallas County where you got your little dictator tyrants like Judge Clay Jenkins who's shutting everything down. But we'll go on to this next clip here, also from Bloomberg, where Bloomberg reporter, her name is Hannah, and I'm just going to butcher it, so let's just dive right into it. Hakala from Sweden explains how the Swedes are following social distancing guidelines. And once again, as it goes through, there's going to be some things here and there that need to be explained, and I will obviously explain it for you.
Welcome to Stockholm. This is the capital of controversial Sweden.
And so it says, how the social distance like the Swedes.
Swedes are allowed to go to restaurants, but we need to sit down at a table and not too close together. So let me enter this local burger chain and show you what that can look like. So as you can see, these tables are really far apart. However, it's snowing, so nobody would sit here anyway in this case. Let's go inside.
And so when you go inside, there's tape on certain stools, every other one.
The X actually marks the spot where you're not supposed to sit.
Help get out of the restaurant because these guys kindly bring the food to the car.
Hey!
This is outside my gym, which has stayed open throughout the outbreak. Usually there are quite a few elderly here, but I haven't really seen any since mid-March. And while there are always people here, I definitely say less than normal.
Social distancing is apparent. Like with the restaurants, we're not supposed to be too close here at the gym either, so there are signs up here so that we know not to use this one. But we can use this one.
That's my son's soccer practice in the background. Authorities have especially emphasized that kids should continue to exercise, so while pro leagues may have been put on halt, these things continue almost like normal.
Younger kids can still go to school, but there are some minor local changes, like here, where you have to pick up and drop off outside. Besides, there's loads of online education going on as well.
Social distancing and isolating the elderly have been the mantra here. The government has been quick in its support for workers, and popularity of our Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven, has surged in polls.
And so, and it really is, it's a high level of trust in the country of Sweden. Of course, you have other people that are going, oh, no, Sweden's going to blow up sometime. Sweden is going to get the worst. It's going to be awful. As of Worldometer's website right now, they have 16,000 cases out of 10 million people, 2,000 deaths, and 550 have recovered. The active cases, you got 14,000 active cases right now. And the split between mild and serious or critical is, once again, 96 to 4. 96% of cases in Sweden are mild and 4% are critical. So out of 10 million Swedes, 533 are in critical condition. That is the case. people, and Mike Church of the Mike Church Show nailed this on the head. They're going to hit you on the head with cases. 10,000 cases, 15,000 cases, 40,000 cases, 1 million cases. Cases don't mean hospitalization. Cases do not mean that you're going to be on a ventilator, which, by the way, there's a CNN article that came out, which I know, CNN, fake news, but they tried to throw this thing out that said, oh, well, everybody that went on a ventilator in this New York hospital died, 88%. Well, when you go on, people don't realize, because once again, American people are stupid, that when if you're put on a ventilator, you're done anyway. You can't breathe. They shove the thing down your throat, and it is just blasting air into your lungs. And then it's cycling out other, and it's cycling out air. Your lungs don't inflate, deflate. It's just pretty much like you would, it's like a leaf blower. You just stick a leaf blower into somebody's mouth and just turn it on high. It rips apart your air sacs. If you're on a ventilator, you're not in a good idea. You're not in what they call a good place, or as South Park would say, you're going to have a bad time. So when people are like, the Swedes are so stupid because the Swedes have 751 new cases and 84 new deaths. 10 million people live in the country of Sweden. 533 are in critical condition. I'm going to take critical condition to mean actually in the hospital.